going on? Usually not this close to y'all.
Have you seen some of the response you're hoping to see from the team after another tough loss?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, you know, that first day, first couple of days, like, you know, you just try to dig yourself out of that hole and just pick back up and get ready for the next week. But I feel like our approach to work on Tuesday and Wednesday today has been good. We've been locked in, and, you know, we're playing a perfect team in terms of just what we've been struggling with in terms of execution and discipline. That's what Wake's all about, so we got to go out there and execute.
For you, do you feel like on a day-to-day basis you're getting better, like at a different rate than you were at the previous school? I mean, being comfortable there, I mean, now being in a new place, is it a different sort of amount of growth you can make day-to-day here?
You know, I think just being at UCF for so long, you know, I was just comfortable in what we ran, what we were calling. So I feel like the strides you make when you're somewhere for a long time can't be as drastic. And then when you're here, the more reps you get in a new offense and stuff like that, I feel like you'll make bigger strides from day to day. But it's been fun, you know, just learning, you know, the how coaching them game plan, how we approach things. And it's been a good experience for me.
Obviously, the playing behind the chains has been a point of focus for coaching staff, for you guys in the offense. But as players, how have you tried to keep just each other accountable?
Man, just the little things, just, you know, staying on sides, not being covered up, not having two receivers on the ball. I think last week we had that happen 2 out of 3 plays. So, like I said, just little things, just dialing it in when things get hard, when, you know, there's a lot going on. That's why we play the music and the loud sounds during practice. So we can try and simulate those moments. So, I mean, there's nothing really to say other than just do your job.
Physically, have you felt fairly good after each game?
Yeah, I felt good. You know, you're always a little sore the first couple of days, but get in the training room, get in the ice bath, and feel good after. But I feel good. Feel ready to go.
We knew we took two tough losses that we feel like
Darian Williamson seems to have made kind of most of his opportunities in games on the practice field. What's he shown?
Man, he's special with the ball in his hand, and, you know, he gets open. So we're going to keep finding ways to get him the ball if he's going to keep making plays. He's a great player and a great kid.
Offensive football is about getting matchups and winning one-on-ones. If guys can't win in practice, how does that affect you guys going to certain things in games? You still have to dial them up and get it.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, football is about finding the best one-on-one at a certain point. You know, if it's third down and they're playing man, we're going to get to our best matchup that we see possible. If they got guys that can cover, you know, that's another thing. You know, we'll have to find ways to, you know, maybe get some rub routes and stuff like that. And that's just going into game planning, anticipating the looks, and then reacting to what they do.
What does Wake do defensively to challenge an offense? Do they kind of play soft? Do they are aggressive?
They do a little bit of everything. They do a little bit of everything, and they're very sound. You don't see them busting. You don't see guys running wide open. It's they line up and run what they run. They disguise some stuff on third downs, but I mean, they're a well-coached football team. So it's just one of those things. We got to go out and execute. We can't keep shooting ourselves in the foot, and we just got to go make plays and stay ahead of the sticks and score some points.
I mean, you haven't been in this position in, when was the last time you lost 2 games?
I don't think I've ever been 0-2 in my life, so it's the first time for everything. But it's all good. We're here where we're at, and, you know, we're just trying to be 1-0 this week.